Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
We continue to take your calls on 086-000-00959. I am on the line now with Minister Soili Malatsi. Good evening and welcome. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks so much for the opportunity, and it's a pleasure to be back on your show, and good evening to the listeners.
Well, your portfolio looks after people like ourselves, so we're really looking forward to seeing how you're going to have an impact on this one. Let's just maybe get a sense from you, you know, from where you stand, what would be your utmost immediate issue that you think needs to be looked at in this portfolio? And of course, I know you've just arrived, but what would be the most immediate issue?
Look, I think for me, the most immediate issue is to engage with, you know, the staff in the department so that we can then outline our vision and all be on the same page, because I do not want, you know, to be in a situation where in the department and my colleagues in the department find the vision in the media without having had their input, because we need to understand where the department is, what are some of the status of the pressing issues. You know, digital migration, of course, is a burning issue. You know, the state of spectrum is also an interesting issue. Mm. You know, regulation in the industry, mm-hmm. the cost of data, you know, the future of the SABC, for instance. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, the discussion about the regulation of, you know, all technology and its abuse in the current space. And also just having, you know, improved capacity in terms of the state's own information and technology capacity so that it functions optimally. So I'm just looking forward to, you know, the next few days and the next few weeks of engaging with my colleagues, having a sense of where we are as a department, and then working collaboratively together in trying to elevate the performance of the department and the entities that are in there, and working together with my colleague and someone who I have a lot of respect and admiration for, being Deputy Minister Mountain Gungubele.
Mm. And obviously there's that copyright bill that needs to be finalized.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and there are also a series of pressing and legal matters that are coming up for consideration by the minister that requires one to apply their mind, but also, you know, to be engaging. I think the most important thing for me in approach is one's got to be more engaging with the sector, try and, you know, bring people together and pull stakeholders along this path so that we can all have the impact that we want to have in these communications and digital technology space.
So obviously we don't know the details, and tell us what you can tell us. With regards to the DG, for instance, in the department, are you reviewing all of that?
No, I mean, I've actually just taken, you know, a break from a meeting with the DG now. Mm-hmm. So we're already getting stuck into our work. You know, the DG has a contract, mm-hmm. and that contract of hers, you know, will run its course. And when it does so, the law is very clear in terms of that. So that is not up for review because it's in effect.
Mm. And some of the boards, like for instance the SABC board, you now are represented as the DA in this portfolio, unlike before?
Yes, I mean, you know, there are multiple entities in this, yes, in this department,
as an example,
and
yeah,
they've got, yeah, different boards. It's also going to be important to engage with the boards to get the sense of their vision so that there can be alignment and we can all have, you know, the same the same vision, the same strategic objectives. But I think for me, the most important thing is, you know, one's not coming into this space wanting to rattle the cage, you know.
Okay.
The important thing is, you know, let's build stronger teams. Let's all work together. Let's elevate the performance and unlock the potential that, you know, digital technologies have in our country so that, you know, we can position South Africa to be competitive in that space.
When did you get to hear that you're going to be the new Minister of Communications and Digital Communications? When did you get the call? Well, while all of us were waiting for that family meeting, you knew already, of course. When did you get the call?
Well, if I remember very well, I think it was just the day before on a Saturday.
Okay.
But until the president announced,
yes,
it's not cast in stone.
Yes.
So, you know, because anything could happen. As you can imagine, there was a lot of consultations between the president and, in my case, you know, the leader of my party, John Steenhuisen. Yes. But yeah, it was still an anxious wait because at that stage, it was just a recommendation from you know, the leader of the DA to the president. The president could have still decided to apply his mind and exercise his prerogative differently.
Yes. Look, I know that there's a lot to look at. You've just said you need to familiarize yourself with a lot of what's happening in this particular environment. But any fundamental policy positions that you think need to be reviewed? Because you do come in as a different political party with different policies. Anything fundamentally different that you'd like to bring in as a policy into the sector?
Look, we are going to take guidance on policy from the GNU's policy priorities and the joint policy focus. So I think at this stage it will be slightly premature to you know, express what would be the priority because that will have to be fed back from that. But my commitment to you is that we'll always be available to engage even on the uncomfortable questions.
Sure.
So we'll always come back to your platform to speak to those. Right now, it's a matter of getting into the space, familiarize yourself with the lay of the land in order to be able to serve optimally in the space.
Newly appointed Minister of Communications and Digital Technologies, Mr. Solly Malatsi. Thank you so much, Minister Malatsi, for making time for us.
Thank you so much.
It's 39 minutes after 8 o'clock. I'm going to continue taking those calls and I'll listen to those voice notes as well. The question is, how do you feel about this new cabinet? I heard earlier on from a few of you have called in and a few of you have different views about the cabinet. So what I'll do when I come back from a quick break, I'll take your voice notes. I'll also take your calls on 086-000-00959.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.